Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Colleen Heidinger, 43 North president, is on the WBEN Liveline. Tonight's the 43 North Finals at Shays, a startup competition in its 11th year. Colleen, is the best way to describe this by saying it's a Shark Tank style competition?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for having me. That's really exactly it. It's Buffalo's own Shark Tank. And the difference between us and the television show is that any company that receives our investment, of which there will be five this evening, we'll be moving to Buffalo.
Which is always an exciting thing, kind of plays into what I was going to ask you. You've been running this for many years now. What has the impact been on creating jobs here in Buffalo?
Yeah, so for me personally, this is my 10th finals on the team and my 5th as president. So I'm, you know, continue to be very honored to do this work. The impact, it's we're actually in the middle of a big study right now, but the kind of easy answer is around 1,000 jobs being created locally. So there's 1,000 people in this community that work for one of our companies that is with us here in Buffalo. And that number triples in terms of around the world. So 3,000 people globally work for our companies. So certainly has exceeded expectations, and we're grateful for the founders that have partaken in our program and remained committed here.
Yeah, that's definitely a positive impact. Tell us about the finalists this year. There are 8 in the running tonight, right?
Yes. So yesterday we had a big day. All 15 of them pitched at Seneca One all day. And we narrowed it down to the 8 that will go to Shays tonight. So they're from all over the country, including one from the UK, very industry, diversity in industry. All have, of course, a very unique reason why they want to be in Buffalo. And so I think the crowd will really appreciate the research that they've done and the partnerships they want to make, the jobs they want to hire, that they'll be speaking about on stage tonight. So we're very excited for the quality of the company that will be with us, as well as their interest in coming and helping us build in Buffalo.
Why Buffalo, and what makes a city a friendly and a good place for a startup business?
I have to go to the people, and I've heard it time and time again, even this week, from our founders that have been here now for 72 hours. There's something about, from the moment that they land in the airport, the way they're greeted, the buzz about the city, even with a tough Monday night game. It's very different from what they encounter in other startup hubs across the nation and arguably the world. So at the end of the day, I think it's the people that show up to the events, that have reached out to them. A lot of Buffalonians reach out once we announce who's coming and say, how can I help, or I'd like to meet you, or are you going to be hiring? And so I think those are just very unique attributes that this city continues to maintain for us. And so at the end of the day, it's the people in this town that really allow these founders to feel welcome and then support them endlessly once they get here.
You know, Colleen, you mentioned that you've been involved in this for 10 years. What about previous winners? What have they gone on to do after being successful with this competition?
Yeah, well, first, of course, we have our first IPO was with ACV Auctions. And so they are now trading on the public markets. They have 500 people that work in downtown Buffalo. It's a huge success story, not only for 43 North, but for Buffalo, in that you can build and scale and grow a company here and take it to an IPO, you know, in downtown Buffalo. And so it's been done, and we sincerely hope that it can happen again. We have Top Seeds also right in downtown Buffalo. She has about 70 people that are working for her there to make all the crackers that are distributed across the nation. And we have about 20 companies that sit on our floor in Seneca One, all doing very different things. A lot of our companies have gone on to raise further funding, so they've hired more people. They've grown in their customer base. A lot of them have been adopted by local companies themselves. So we've had, you know, the traction that we would expect from a portfolio of 74 companies, and hope adding these five will only increase the impact.
You know, looking at the finalists this year, it's always amazing that there's just a little bit of everything, right? I mean, you have companies specializing in highly complex AI, and then others who make back scratchers.
Yep, or a very fancy version of it, yeah.
But you got a little bit of everything there.
We do. And that's the whole purpose, right? Our application is open to the world. We're what we call geographically agnostic as well as industry agnostic. And so at the end of the day, we're investing with taxpayer dollars, and we're here to build a better Buffalo, to bring opportunity for those that never thought tech would be for them to their backyard. And so for us, we're looking for the right companies that will fit and grow in Buffalo.
How exciting is it to be in the audience tonight? And are tickets still available?
Yes. So I would argue it's pretty electric. We're going to have our tightest show ever. There'll be eight folks that pitch, as I mentioned, and we're going to get right to it. We have a DJ that helped keep the energy alive. We reminisce a bit about, you know, the impact that we've had thus far. What I've asked the team to really think about for this year is being a beacon of light to celebrate the optimism that we should all have as Buffalonians with all the good going around in this city. So there's a lot of that, and we certainly want to applaud our partners and friends who are continuing to move this city forward, which we'll do. Tickets are still available, and I would encourage, if you are going to get them, to come early. Doors will open at 5 o'clock. The show will start promptly at 6. It's all open seating in the balcony, so the sooner you get there, the better seat you get, and we do expect to sell out.
All right. Well, it's a great event, and tonight's the night. Colleen, thanks so much, and good luck tonight.
Thanks very much for your continued support. We appreciate it.
All right, Colleen Heidinger joining us, 43 North President. Their final is tonight, and always cool to see some of these new ideas and everything that's coming right here to Buffalo and Western New York.
Yeah, it is cool that Buffalo is the center of all of this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.